Talking to me?
He's talking the back of your head.
I said he, not she, so it must be you.
Must be you. Oh, love it. Sexting and cyberbullying. Cyberbullying now in the dictionary.
I don't know what the big thing is about bullying lately.
Well, bullying's been going on forever.
I know. Why is it such a big deal all of a sudden?
Well, I guess because more kids now are on the internet and there's more mean ones out there. They can say whatever they want.
Huh.
Yeah. So, 400 new words in the dictionary, just in case you didn't know. And here's a woman who is really getting into the entrepreneurial habit.
What?
Okay. You want to read about it? Dunkin' yeah. Donuts cashier.
Oh, yeah.
She used the drive-thru to offer her services as a prostitute.
What'd you ever find that story at?
Yeah, Sean laid this on my desk. This is the kind of stuff Sean reads here. Sean says, look at this. This is good business here. Yeah, she was actually working at a Dunkin' Donuts. That's where cops come in. You know, they always, you know, cops.
That's the hangout, yes.
Yeah, famous for going
that
to Dunkin' Donuts.
That and Denny's.
Yeah, and because it's cheap. And that's where they take their 10-7s all the time. And she was actually recruiting Johns. And some of them were cops.
I hope she wasn't actually using the donuts.
I don't know what kind of comment is that.
Well, I mean, you know.
Why would she use the donuts for what?
8 or 9 donuts, you
give
know.
Give me a visual on this. Using the donuts.
I don't, that's all I'm saying about that.
You're like cuckoo. You cuckoo. That's all that's going to be said about that. You cuckoo. Okay, now let me see. There was something else. Oh, I know. More states considering pay-by-the-mile car taxes now.
Ooh, I don't like the sound of that.
There's a couple of states now. The age of free driving could be coming to an end with the advent of GPS navigation, electronically tracks how far you drive, and more states are looking at charging drivers by the mile. Oregon, for one, is among several states. They're taking a hard look at the idea proposed in the Oregon legislature. Drivers could be charged 80.85 cents per mile through 2015, with the figure jumping to 1.85 cents
per mile.
Per mile, 1.85 cents per mile by the year 2018.
No way! It can't be a dollar a mile.
Yeah.
No way.
It will be. Right now, it's 0.85 cents.
Oh, 0.85, not 85 cents.
No, 0.85 cents per mile through 2015. And then they're going to jump it to 1.85 cents per mile in 2018. Now, the bill for the moment appears stalled. Texas and Minnesota are reportedly also taking a look at it.
Well, there's your Governor Perry for you.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Texas.
I'm telling you.
And Walker, Minnesota.
He's a Trojan horse, that guy.
Oh, let's get into him.
Oh, I can't stand. You know what? I'm so disappointed in the Republican Party.
Be careful. Be careful. What you don't like, you know, comes around. Where is my stuff on him? Yeah. Yeah, I know. He's getting a lot of attention right now. Texas Governor Rick Perry. He's only been a GOP presidential contender for a few days, but he's already sparking a lot of controversy. On Monday, he delivered some tough words for the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. Words that some of his critics find less than appropriate. The Huffington Post has the quote from Perry. He was speaking in Iowa. Here it is. And we all heard it. We heard it. That was something I listened to this week, too. If Bernanke prints more money between now and the election, I don't know what y'all would do to him here and there in Iowa, but we would treat him pretty ugly down here in Texas. That's what he said.
He's just trying to sound tough.
Then he went on to say that the act of printing more money would be almost treasonous. Did you hear that part?
I agree with him, but I don't think he really means it.
Well, he started to say treacherous, and then he changed it to treasonous. So I don't know exactly what he's trying to say. But yeah. Crazy. Hey, he's being crazy.
He's a former Democrat. Do we really need to go
well,
through that
Well, that's what
again?
You said. He was a Democrat, and then he switched to Republican. He could go back to Democrat anytime.
He wrote an executive order making vaccination by Gardasil mandatory for schoolgirls.
Yeah, now let's talk about that. Explain what Gardasil is.
That's the vaccine that Merck came up with that supposedly prevents HPV, or is HPV
right,
virus?
HPV, yeah, virus.
Only it's not really very effective. They tried to make it sound like it was the end of the HPV virus, but it's not effective, and it's a very dangerous vaccine.
And they don't have very much research on it. They don't have it. They don't have a lot of young girls who have taken it that they can have
and
any
Governor Perry
positive.
Chief of staff went to work for Merck as a lobbyist.
See, now this is sounding.
The replacement chief of staff, his mother-in-law, was working for Merck, and Perry was collecting campaign donations from Merck.
This is sounding pretty shady here.
Yeah. Now, is this really the kind of politicians we want?
Well, he says he's pro-business. He's a tax cutter.
Yeah, he's going to say all kinds of stuff now. He's running for president.
He's I know. Gosh, I don't
know. I'm telling you, he's a Trojan horse. He's just another liberal statist politician.
He's facing a lot of fierce opposition from a lot of secular groups. One's more progressive. You know, they don't like his rhetoric because he's very much a churchgoer, and they're saying he can't separate church and state. You know, like the Boy Scouts of America, should they be allowed to discriminate against gays? Is that bigoted or not?
No, I don't think so. What do you think?
Not according to him either. Yes.
You think it's discriminatory?
You know what? There's a fine line there because this is the,
Isn't it common sense?
You know, well, every man who is gay isn't necessarily a pedophilia.
Okay, but if you are attracted to the male of the species, you probably shouldn't be out sleeping with a bunch of teenage males in the woods.
I don't know why not. I mean, what's the difference? I mean, there's pedophilia, and there's men who prefer men.
That's a line. Would you send a 22-year-old man off to sleep with a bunch of teenage girls in the woods?
Well, now that's, there you go, men.
See, it's just common sense.
But they do it. They do it, and they have guards in prison that are male. So, I don't know.
And that's an issue, too.
So many issues, so little time. I don't know. Rick Perry is really cutting his own throat, I think. He says that his economic track record for Texas is a model for the entire country.
Yeah.
Get out his guns. You know, he looks good and he gives real fiery speeches, but I don't know if he can pull it off.
Seems to be what it boils down to nowadays, if you look good. I mean, what does Romney have except that he looks good?
Well, he has experience. I mean, he is a long-time politician, but so is Rick Perry. Rick Perry is a career politician as well.
Longest-serving governor in Texas history, so.
Yeah.
Apparently they like him down there.
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
They got pretty upset with him when he tried to make their daughters get HPV vaccines.
Yeah, I don't like that. Never heard that. He tried to sign a bill that made it mandatory.
No, he wrote an executive order forcing it, and the Texas legislature had to pass a law to overrule the executive order.
They kicked it back.
Ugh.
Crazy.
He apologizes now. He says he didn't have his facts.
Well, we got the band here. We got the band from Mucha, which is Musicians for Heroin Awareness.
And they're here?
John's brought them, and we've got the musicians here, so we're going to talk to them after the news. Yep.
Cool.
We're going to talk all about it. It's a big event coming up to raise some money for heroin awareness. We got a lot of problem with young kids using heroin right here in our own place. It's crazy. We'll be back. You got the news coming up, and then we'll be back with Broadview right here on KBZZ Sparks Reno, an Americom broadcasting station.
CBS News. I'm Sam Litzinger. An American diplomat in Libya says Muammar Gaddafi's days are numbered, and the best hope is that he will leave now. The pressure on him is increasing by the minute. Rebel forces are reported advancing on Tripoli, his last stronghold, and there's sustained fighting that's been underway. CBS News military analyst, retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland.
Getting to Tripoli is one thing. Taking to Tripoli is another thing totally. This is a city of 1 million people. When we get into house-to-house fighting, use of NATO air support is going to become, at best, problematical.
Residents of Libya say Gaddafi opponents have taken to the streets amid the sound of gunfire, anti-aircraft fire, and explosions. Some of them say his 41-year reign is close to collapse. The Libyan government spokesman says only small groups of rebels sneaked into the capital, and they have been dealt with. The rebels had earlier seized the key city of Zawiya, which put them within striking distance of Tripoli. Officials say a chartered Boeing 737 has crashed in Canada's Arctic region, killing 12 of the 15 people on board. No word yet on what caused the plane to go down. Two American men arrested more than 2 years ago along the Iraq-Iran border have now been sentenced to 8 years in prison on charges that include espionage. It's a disappointment to their families and to President Obama.
I'm Peter Mayer on Martha's Vineyard. President Obama has now been briefed on the situation confronting the Americans held by Iran. The administration has repeated its call for the release of Shane Bauer and Joshua Fatale. The State Department says they've been imprisoned too long and it's time for them to rejoin their families. The U.S. does not have diplomatic relations with Iran, so it's relying on Swiss representatives for information on the men. Their reported sentencing only increases the tensions between Tehran and Washington. Washington. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Martha's Vineyard.
Deadly weather in western Pennsylvania. Flash floods powerful enough to float a dump truck have killed four people in Pittsburgh. Heavy rain yesterday overwhelmed a pair of pipes 9 feet in diameter, blowing off manhole covers, sending up giant geysers. Three of the victims were trapped in a submerged vehicle. The fourth body was found today. Well, they don't have a new contract, but striking Verizon workers say they'll return to work Tuesday anyway. The Communications Workers of America and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers say they've agreed to go back to work while they continue to negotiate. CWA spokeswoman Candace Johnson.
Nobody really wants to go on strike. Members want a fair contract and they want fair treatment. So we believe now that we have a path to do that.
About 45,000 Verizon landline workers from Massachusetts to Virginia went on strike August 7th over management demands for contract givebacks. Officials in New Jersey are investigating the second serious accident of the summer at an amusement park in Wildwood. Four people were hurt last night when a ride designed like a giant pirate ship that swings back and forth partially collapsed. It's the same park where a girl fell to her death from a Ferris wheel in June. This is CBS News.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business.